This is module number 6, the control of the tongue, James chapter 3, verses 1 through 18.
We now come to the next segment of our study, which deals with the control of the tongue in chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. And in this section, Jacob or James develops a point established in chapter 1, verse 19. You know this, my beloved brethren, but let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Here he will reckon on being slow to speak and slow to wrath. This section also contains the fourth test. Faith is tested by developing self-control. A major concern for Jacob or James is the use of the tongue, since he mentions it in each chapter for a total of 9 times. In chapter 1, verses 9 and 26, in chapter 2, verse 12, in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and twice in verse 6, and also verse 8, chapter 4, verse 11, and chapter 5, verse 12. So begin with verse 1, the tongue in teaching. The expression, my brethren, once again begins a new section. Here Jacob James addresses teachers and their reliance on the tongue's usage. Here the tongue is used in the ministry of teaching. Although not dealing with false teachings per se, though that might be included, Jacob or James focuses on the problem of ungifted and untrained teachers. So be not many of you teachers, because the teacher's work is performed primarily through the use of the tongue. The position as an instructor allows for the greatest misuse of the tongue in disseminating false doctrine in the church. Instructing in the public meeting of the assembly should be limited to those with the gift of teaching, and even those with that gift must be trained in exegeting the Word of God. The attention here is on public teaching in the church, for all may teach on the one-to-one basis. Lily, the Greek reads, do not press yourself into the role of teaching. Be sure it is an answer to a gift. A negative imperative in this present tense, be not, implies that there was a movement by many to become teachers. This must now be stopped. Exhorting not many, Jacob or James indicates only some must assume the position of teacher, but most should not.